Senators will have to decide if they believe Donald John Trump incited the erection. The erection. The erection.
So, have a good life. We will see you soon.
For there is always light if only we're brave enough to see it. If only we're brave enough to be it.
And we'll lead. Not merely by the example of our power, but by the power of our example.
Strike and 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 strike.
I will eat your leftist ass like corn on the cob. I'm ready.
Welcome to the Crab Diving Show with your hosts, Ryan Pfeiffer and Patrick Vile.
Wednesday, everybody. Welcome to Crab Diving Live, streaming at you from Pensacola, Florida, the Redneck Riviera, USOA. It is a little bit after 2 p.m. on the Pacific Coast, a little bit after 5 if you're listening to us live out east. If it isn't that time, then maybe you're listening to us as a rerun on the Crab Diving Network, stream for you 24/7. Maybe you've gone and done downloaded us as a podcast at your favorite podcasting application. Or at crabdiving.com.
I'm a pioneer. I'm an explorer. I'm an explorer.
As are we. However, whenever, wherever you're listening to us, we appreciate your time, your brain time, your ear hole time, all of it. And thanks for buying shit through our Amazon link at crabdiving.com/Amazon or using the banner on the webpage, the Amazon banner. If you do that every time you go buy shit at Amazon, we get a little commission. Doesn't cost you anything. Just helps us out here at cussing liberal media.
Labby ding dong, stupid dabba.
I like the North Korean peace deal. But God, you libtards are dumb.
Jeez. Ouch, Alex. That's uncalled for, isn't it?
Join us on social media. The one we check during the show is Twitter. At Crab Diving on Twitter, we check that shit. And anytime, check our Facebook page or our Instagram. We don't have a TikTok or a Snapchat or a Telegram or a Discord or any of that shit.
We don't have a Telegram. What is Frank? Do we have an account with Frank?
No, I might.
I'm into Oz. Want
to get one.
Does the queen have an account?
Wait, let's see if the Frankathon is still going on.
Oh my gosh, did he survive it? Mike Lindell's like, we're going to sit in front of him. Just so sad. I don't know, what did he envision with his social media thing? Did he think all of a sudden he's going to start Frank, and the next thing he knows, he's like, his Frank's corporate headquarters are on some, like, fucked up, I don't know, campus?
No.
In like
no, it's gonna
big
be
big techville
it's
or
be
something
in a storage unit somewhere.
He wants to be Facebook,
his headquarters,
though, right?
And he'd be coming out with these numbers. We're going to do this in 6 months. We're going to do this in a year, 2 years. And I'm sitting there going, "You say what? You know, how is this going to happen?" And you know, a testament to this guy. Not only did he meet those goals, he exceeded them. And
so this is some chat show. It looks like. And there's a woman host. It's set up like the Tonight Show. Like she's at a desk and the guests are in these like sofas and comfy chairs. And there's three old white guys. And two of them, I have no idea who the fuck they are.
Yes.
One of them is Mike Lindell.
Oh, how wow. What a booking. Congratulations.
And the guy that you're hearing speak is in the middle, and I'm surprised we can understand his articulation with his tongue just lavishing the inside of Lindell's rectum.
It's a lavishing! An inner rectum, well, a rectum, is it?
Oh, now they're leaving. Okay. And this is live, so.
Oh, this is a fancy
I can't
event.
Pause this.
So you have an amazing friendship with them, but Jim was gone for a year. Why did he leave you?
You know, you got to go back a few years from like 2005, 2006. And what happened?
I told him I'd suck his dick for some crack money.
What is he talking about here?
But in my life,
wait,
there was so much betrayal.
I can't pause it.
Oh, I'm sorry.
So much adversity, there were things going on. We're losing our house. I lost a 20-year marriage over things that were going on. And, I was an addict at the time. So with all that stuff going on and all the pain, the drugs and drug addiction got worse. And I hid being on drugs very well. And Jim didn't know. And when he found out, it just, he just couldn't take that I was going to go down. He seen me going, that he didn't give it a chance.
He used to, he learned how to suck in through his asshole. And that's how he would take the coke. Yeah, stick a straw in his ass.
That's called a
reverse Kegels.
I thought it was called a rectal breath or an anal inhalation. Is it not?
Sure.
The starfish gas.
So yeah, this is live, and they don't give you the
boy.
You can stop it, but you can't pause it. So if
can I
ask
something?
Jump in again, it'll be live again.
Who gives a shit about this?
This is what's on Frank. Frank, the voice of free speech. Thank you for visiting Frank. With over 2 billion requests in just 2 days, the Frank Speech Experiment is a massive success. For you. Right now, we're working on new features. Keep checking back. We'll be up shortly.
Hey, man, can I understand something? This is a guy.
I'm working on it.
That made a lot of money in the pillow business, and now he's going to revolutionize the social media space with something where.
And retail with mystore.com or whatever the fuck he's.
Because nobody wants to carry his shitty My Pillow because he's a
right,
Nazi.
Right.
See, that's the thing. That's how you fucked up. This is how you fucked up. You got into, I
got the rights to my low quality bullshit.com.
It's like you're telling a Nazi they fucked up because they're a Nazi or whatever he is. He's whacked out.
He's a Jesus loon. Like Cray Jesus loon.
Because of his addiction shit, right?
From one to the other.
Yes.
Tune in on Friday, Faithless Friday, everybody.
Jeebus.
Dog feeling better today.
Right, she is, man. Hey, hound. Nine!
Listen, I'm so happy you're feeling better.
Right.
Something like her with her foot. The determination is that she twisted or torqued or pulled something because she bounces around. She flings her corpulence around. Doing parkour, all over the place, on the sofa, on the bed,
right.
On the table occasionally. Right. She was slightly favoring one of her feet, but she was obviously not herself because she couldn't run around like a fucking idiot. Yeah.
Because she was acting crazy,
The night before she was particularly nuts because it had rained for 2 days and got barely a walk in.
See, that's climate change right there. That's how climate change affects your life.
Right.
Your dog pulls a fucking muscle.
It activates the Jack Russell in this lunatic. So that's Frank. There's what's going on. Frank's still, the Frankathon must be done. He's doing whatever this chat show is.
Here's my problem with your product. I don't understand it. It seems to me your product is, if I want to be on Frank, Frank is about watching you get interviewed by people about your own life.
Well, no, this is the pre-Frank.
So what is the post? What is the thing? What happens after this? What happens after all this magnificent pageantry? Nobody cares about your life, Mike. I'm sorry. No one gives a shit. Do you give a shit? Here, I understand his life. He was on drugs. And he got off drugs doing some Jesus shit, right? That's Mike Lindell, okay?
Yeah.
Boom.
Well, and he's nuts.
I get it.
To begin with.
Right.
I mean, I don't think this grows out of even normal Jesus stuff.
Like, are you saying?
People who convert to Jesus.
This is like mutant Jesus level shit.
This is next level stuff.
X Games level Jesus. Fuck it, dude.
Let's check in on the headlines.
Ooh.
Although what could be bigger news than
is it
Mike
Gates?
Lindell?
Okay.
Picture of Derek Chauvin in his prison orange.
Damn,
he was punished almost none are. So it must be police kill around 1,000 people every year.
Jesus,
a small fraction are arrested. Even fewer are actually convicted. Well. I mean, we knew, no offense to the writer, Jessica Schulberg, but
right. Eric Holder did that thing years ago, right after Ferguson.
Yeah.
Right after Ferguson, they did Obama told Eric Holder, said, hey, man, go to Missouri, do an audit, figure out what the fuck is going on, and give me a fucking report.
Did you see?
And he did.
Now they're going into Minneapolis.
Yes.
To take a look at what's going on there with the policing.
Well, I'm sure.
After Derek Chauvin.
Yes. I'm sure the same shit is going on there. I mean, I'm sure they'll come to similar conclusions that we need a lot less engagement with the motherfucking cops. No offense, guys, but I mean, there's no way the cops think this is going well, right? I mean, does anybody think this is going well?
Well, yeah, because they're being held accountable. They don't like that. The bad ones don't.
Oh, well, then maybe we shouldn't have bad ones. I don't know.
That's what we're working on.
Oh, okay. Well,
the over the Drudge Report says max security. He's under maximum security. He's probably in solitary, but not because he's a bad convict. Because he's a cop.
Yes,
who murdered a black gentleman.
You know, I wanted to say I had one, and I know the defense doesn't have a lot to work with. Just making a point that I think they dressed him wrong for this. I mean, God, I think he looked creepy for some reason. Chauvin, man.
He always looks creepy, though.
I know
He's got those kind of vacant, emotionless eyes, and it's just...
He was wearing weird shit, right?
I guess. I just think he's creepy. Yeah, no, I just think there's something just generally creepy about him.
Should have hired a wardrobe. I mean, I'm glad he got convicted. I'm not trying to help this guy. I'm just saying, God, if you're in the business of defending people, do you not have a seat and say, listen, we don't want you to
look creepy, absolutely.
To wear something less creepy. You would even say...
Well, they didn't have to put a bag over his head to keep him from looking creepy.
Wouldn't as an attorney, you even say, here's what you should wear, motherfucker. Don't look creepy.
Well, what do they do with his face?
You
and the dead-eyed stare.
Now you got to get a makeup guy in there.
Great.
You got to do a lot of shit. You got to get, we're going to have to fix your T-zone.
Get RuPaul to drag him up. At least make it entertaining.
But we need, yeah.
So those are the headlines. It says he's on suicide watch.
Yay. Okay.
Biden's speech was pretty awesome.
Right.
How refreshing to have a president kind of gives a shit and wasn't rooting for Chauvin.
Right. I can only imagine what fucking Donald Trump would be saying about this.
Oh,
he would be causing riots.
Yeah.
And imagine if the verdict went another way and Trump was president. Holy shit, everybody's getting rounded up.
Derek Chauvin couldn't have gotten a fair trial because of Maxine Waters, crazy Maxine, and with her incitement of violence.
You know what? Everybody that has a problem with Maxine Waters speaking her mind on this, they can sit and spin. I mean, eat a dick, really.
President Joe Biden said the conviction of former Minneapolis police officer Derek Chauvin in the killing of George Floyd, quote, can be a giant step forward for the nation in the fight against systemic racism, but it's not enough. He said, we can't stop here.
Right.
Both Biden and Vice President Harris, isn't that nice too, called on Congress to act swiftly to address policing reform.
You know, I'm not omniscient, but I think that Harris is going to end up having a nicer vice presidency than Pence, and that however it ends up, it will end up better.
How would you mean nicer?
Well, I just think about, like,
does she have a rabbit?
No, I mean just how horrible things went for Pence to me is just so bizarre.
Well,
it ended really poorly
for him.
It could have been worse.
Right?
It could have been worse. And that, you know,
it's like a Shakespeare play.
It
just keeps getting worse and worse and worse.
They wanted to hang him.
And,
I mean, God.
After literally, Trump's butthole print is imprinted on his tongue.
This all or nothing Trump culture.
Like a little volcano on his tongue.
That is, got it. You go to the doctor. What would the doctor say about that?
What is that?
And they would say that.
Pence would have to say,
right,
that's my president's butthole.
Butthole tongue. Volcano tongue.
He can't say ass.
Right. I don't think. Or butthole.
Oh, I'll bet Mike Pence will love Frank.
Oh, yeah.
They can't take the Lord's name in vain.
Would it go to Frank? I don't think Mike Pence was saying, if you were Mike Pence, you don't want to fuck with Mike
He's
Lindell
not going anywhere near
and
Lindell.
His wackos.
I don't think Lindell would want him, actually.
I mean, I read this New York Times account of him, of Pence, leaving after the six and where he went. And he went before he made it to his, you know, his final destination. He went in a roundabout way and stretched out the trip and stayed on people's couches in their guest houses because he wanted to elude these people.
Oh, after the inauguration.
He was afraid
they
were still coming for him.
Sure.
Think about that. Like, that's unheard
no
of.
No offense, you're not sleeping at my place, motherfucker.
I mean, honestly, dude, like George Bush was horrible and Dick Cheney, they were just horrible.
Oh, yeah.
War criminals.
Sure.
They didn't have to leave running.
Right.
Cheney left running. He left Washington in a hurry. Pence.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's...
Poof.
Because they were coming for him. Because one thing, that wouldn't have made a difference. It didn't matter.
Yet he will still invoke he'll show the tongue print to everyone. The butthole print on his tongue to everyone when it...
Yeah.
And he'll talk about how great Trump was.
But Mike, I don't think it matters. Those people hate you. Like,
and, well,
stop.
Trump won't endorse him. Trump,
yeah.
Trump will endorse Matt Gaetz or Jim Jordan.
What you're describing is very sad. That Mike Pence stood up for
DeSantis.
Trump. DeSantis.
That's who Trump will endorse.
Oh, Governor Rapeface. Wonderful. Great. Well, at least he wouldn't be the governor of this state. Maybe
president. That would be great.
It would be. Oh my God, could you imagine just looking at, well, I don't know.
Well,
Angela Merkel.
Yeah,
would be
we
like,
had 4 years of wanting to pour something in my eyes so I never had to look at that motherfucker.
Just imagine all these world leaders would be fucking shit faced if they had to deal with like.
Oh, the whole world is like.
DeSantis at like some summit.
Right, right.
Some fucking idiot. They probably just want George Clooney to be elected president. That's what I would
Well,
think.
You know.
I would want that if I was some country.
If the Republicans think it's cool to have foreign powers try to influence our elections, then we should do the same. And the world should take a look and say, hey, how is the world better now that Biden's president or when that fucking asshole authoritarian dicklick was?
Okay. I'm gonna run a presidential candidate by you. Beyonce.
Okay, sure.
I mean, she's very
why
famous.
Not? Yeah,
she probably has great politics. I would think so she would probably win. So why not that? That's
sure, just as maybe qualified as Trump.
That's the way we should go. Or at least
more money than Trump.
Yeah,
arguably.
She's nice, right? Isn't she nice? I mean,
well, yeah. From what I've heard,
a nice person.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think of other famous people that could run. We the Democrats would never lose because everyone's famous. People love famous people. Like more than anything.
But what if they bring out Chuck Norris?
Chuck Norris is a hack. Chuck Norris. Chuck Norris sucks.
I wonder what Chuck. Now I gotta see what he's up to.
The last thing he was in the Dependables. Not the Dependables.
Oh boy.
What's that movie though? The Indispensable.
I forget what it was.
Fucking movie. He was in. He did a little cameo in that. He sucked. Now he sucked, and you could just hear he wasn't speaking from a real place, like from his diaphragm. He wasn't connected. He was really phoning it in, and you know he should be ashamed
You're
of himself.
Critiquing Chuck Norris.
Yeah, he's
acting.
An acting. Yeah, fuck yeah. Of course, he's an acting fucking professional. Be better.
Oh, his website is fucked up.
Be in the moment, motherfucker.
Oh, the store is temporarily closed.
The Chuck Norris
store. The ChuckNorris.com store.
How's the economy surviving?
Is this his Twitter? That's his Facebook.
I wonder what I can buy at the Chuck Norris store.
Oh, the man, the myth, the legend.
Where do I come?
How Chuck became Chuck. My real name is Carlos Ray Norris. During boot camp at Lackland Air Force Base in San Antonio, Texas, one of the guys in the barracks, who was Hispanic, asked me if I knew what Carlos means in English. I said, yes, it's Charles. Then he said, the nickname for Charles is Chuck. That's what I'm going to call you. Well, all the guys started calling me Chuck, and it stuck.
Okay, do I now, after reading that, do I need to buy the rest of the book or anything, or am I good?
What?
Do I mean, after that description, I don't need
any... there's a whole bunch more to click on to keep reading the story, but I'm really not caring.
I mean, that's okay.
Not any more of it.
Does Chuck have an OnlyFans?
I'm trying to see if he's got like a recent... he's on Chatterbait.
Is he really?
Yeah.
What were his big movies were like? He's a karate kung fu guy.
Oh, he's got Twitter. Let's see what he says on Twitter.
Okay.
Oh, because he sometimes puts out a dirt bag.
Sometimes
he puts out videos, but I don't know. You know, he's up there.
Yeah.
And
isn't
he in his 80s? I mean,
yeah. But what is he known for though? What movies? I can't even think of him now. Like,
Walker, Texas Ranger.
That's TV though. But he was known for movies before then. Like some of those weird 80s action films, like. Oh, I don't know. Like Predator or something. Predator was great, though.
He was in... Bruce Lee kicked his ass.
Oh, okay.
Was Enter the Dragon?
Sorry, Chuck.
What else was he in? Force of One.
Shit, yes.
Good Guys Wear Black.
Yeah.
Silent Rage.
Ooh, yes. That's a good one. Is that a musical? Or is it
Forest Warrior?
I am Forest Warrior.
Oh boy!
You know, every once in a while there must be like some supporting actor who's in like.
Forget Sidekicks with that.
Oh, yes.
With that kid from Stargate.
Right, Laurence Olivier, alongside.
Yeah. They were. They were raped that year. Not getting that.
Yeah.
Not getting the Oscar.
Right.
We've got... I'm done with Chuck Norris.
Okay, sorry,
Chuck. I can't find a video.
Everything.
I can't find a recent video.
We don't give a shit. And I know you're up there, and I'm sorry I said mean words about your acting. Don't worry about me. You don't care.
Been very prolific.
Yeah.
Oh, how sad. March 29th, his last tweet. Have you ever thought about protecting your retirement with gold? Gina and I have invested in gold and silver for years. Ask my friends at GoldCo how you can secure your money today.
Yay.
And then he's got an affiliate link.
Oh, shit. Chuck Norris is getting paid, baby. Damn, Chuck. Why can't you have a moment, though?
Sad.
I watch you act, and I don't know that you can have a moment. Why can't you do that? Why? You can do all this karate bullshit. You can't stand there and...
Does he anymore?
I think he... Well, I don't know. I mean, that's the thing with karate, right? You can be really old, and you can still do it.
Well,
I mean... You can touch somebody in some, you know, right here, and their heart stops beating.
I don't think that works. I think that's the movies.
Oh, okay.
He's 81.
Oh, okay. Well...
81 years ago.
You can do karate at 80, 81.
Sure. Yeah, I don't know.
There's no fucking, I imagine you could. Different types.
Elsewhere in the news. How did we start fucking talking about Chuck Norris? I don't know how we ended up there.
Well, you always do, don't you?
All roads lead to Chuck Norris.
Well, time to jump off a building if that's the case.
The COVID.
Yay!
I think you may have heard of it.
Yeah, Pat.
Still going. God. Although we're officially at peak immunity now, right?
Meaning?
More than 2 weeks after
right.
The second shot. Right.
Go fuck yourself. Go fuck yourself, Florida. Get your fucking shots. Get your fucking shots.
Yeah. And wear your masks.
Yeah.
I mean, you're not if you're around, you know, there are lesser restrictions, but if, you know, if you're with people that you know that have also been vaccinated,
right,
you could probably hang out with them maskless.
Yeah.
But don't go out to places like
right.
the store and shit. Put your mask on at the store because you can still carry it and be asymptomatic.
Right. If you're vaccinated.
Even if you're vaccinated.
And do contactless pickup. That's what I do at Walmart.
Yeah, and get pizza.
Right.
Delivery.
Yeah, yeah. You don't have to see anyone.
Leave it right on the fucking porch, yeah.
You don't have to see anyone these days.
Right. The COVID, I believe I was talking about.
God, there's more COVID. Jesus, this fucking thing. When does this stop? God!
They're talking about Burning Man.
Okay.
And they're considering requiring attendees to prove they've been vaccinated by COVID.
Well,
all the Burning Man hippies, but Burning Man isn't hip Burning Man anymore. Burning Man is now Hollywoodized. Yeah.
Right. But whatever.
When you've got Kardashians putting up $1 million fucking tents to stay in at Burning Man.
Yeah. I mean, but you know, do that though. What's wrong with that? What's wrong with that? Make people show their vaccine passport or some shit. What's wrong with that?
Well, yeah. But you know there's going to be assholes who are going to be like, my freedoms.
Well, hey, take your freedoms and shuffle off to something else. You can't go to Burning Man, you cunt.
You can suck my dick and lick my balls.
Yeah, suck my dick, lick my balls, find somewhere else to go, fuckface. Anywhere else.
As Dilly said to the person who suggested he might not swear as much.
Yeah.
You could suck my dick and lick my balls.
I mean, that is crazy.
Burning Man Festival organizers have said they are considering requiring attendees to prove they have been vaccinated for COVID-19 if the organizers move forward with plans to hold this year's counterculture festival in the Nevada desert.
Yay.
Okay. Did you ever go to a Burning Man?
No.
The organizers backed off an earlier statement indicating...
You?
No.
Shelby?
Indicating they had already decided to make the shots mandatory. Oops.
Well, I mean...
They say they won't decide for sure until the end of the month whether the event that was canceled last year because of the pandemic will even take place this summer.
Yeah, I mean, maybe it's not the right time for Burning Man, but I don't understand how is this a story? Yeah. Make people show evidence that they had their vaccination or you don't let them in. I don't know. What's the big deal?
Citing a backlash from many longtime attendees at the annual event that draws more than 80,000 people to the Black Rock Desert, about 100 miles north of Reno, 160 kilometers for the rest of the world.
Hello!
Goodell clarified that organizers had been formulating their own guidelines on mandatory vaccinations. This is the dude, the Burning Man CEO.
Yeah.
I think it's not a dude. It's a woman.
Okay.
Marion with an A. Yeah. She said that organizers were trying to figure out their own guidelines on mandatory vaccinations.
Oh, yeah.
We're trying to figure out our own. And we'll work with the county and health and safety.
No. No, no. The government tells you what to do, and you do it, and you do this fucking vaccine passport, you fucking assholes. Just do it.
They hope to decide whether to require testing to require being vaccinated or to provide testing at the event. They're going to talk about that and decide by April 30th.
I mean, are we ready for Burning Man? I mean, are we going to be at herd immunity by the time
August?
I have no. Yeah. Are we?
She said current input from leaders of the largest theme camps.
Ha ha ha.
Rich people ruin everything.
Theme camp
indicate about 20 to 30% so far are committed to returning in August.
I'm going to my theme cat camp, okay?
Which would so far suggest overall attendance in the range of 60 to 65,000 people.
Oh my God. If you must go to your theme camp, you must get a vaccine.
God.
We don't want to fucking all die of this shit, motherfuckers.
Burning Man used to be, you go in the desert, you get high, and you enjoy the music.
Right.
And did I mention you get high?
You know, the thing is, if requiring the vaccine passport makes the turnout smaller, then that is ultimately a good thing. Number one, everybody's their vaccine there, and it's a smaller group, right? Which smaller is better. That's a little better.
Right.
Who the fuck is going? Listen, go get your fucking vaccine. Jesus.
India's second COVID wave is hitting like a, quote, tsunami.
Bam! Oh, my God.
CNN. Healthcare and other essential services across India are close to collapse as the second coronavirus wave that started in mid-March tears through the country with devastating speed.
Where are the vaccines? Aren't we getting them shots? They have shots?
Graveyards are running out of space. Hospitals are turning away patients. Desperate families are pleading for help on social media for beds and medicine. India reported 295,000 plus cases and 2,023 deaths Wednesday. Their Wednesday's over with. Its highest rise in cases and highest death increase recorded in a single day since the beginning of the pandemic.
Oh, my God. Is anyone sending them vaccine? Are they getting any vaccines?
Well, I'm reading.
That's so bad. Fuck.
Jalil Parkar, a senior pulmonary consultant at a hospital, I'm not going to pronounce, in Mumbai, said the volume is humongous. It's like a tsunami. Things are out of control, said Ramanan Lakshminarayan.
Nice work.
Director of the Center for Disease Dynamics, Economics, and Policy in New Delhi. There's no oxygen. A hospital bed is hard to find. It's impossible to get tests. You have to wait over a week. Pretty much every system that could break down in the healthcare system has broken down, he said.
Oh, my God. I thought things were getting better. What is this fucking shit?
Well, not in India.
God, man, why?
Are not going well.
People, I guess the rollout of the vaccine in Europe is not been great, right?
Yeah, in places.
Yeah. This sucks, you know? This should be going better. You know, it should be.
The Lakshminarayan says the second wave, which has long surpassed the first wave, in both new cases and infection rates, was, quote, a situation that was created by complacency.
Yeah, and you know what? And also, if their health system is about to collapse, how the shit are they going to roll out a vaccine? How do they do that?
Oh, and fucking Modi's having rallies, that asshole. Why?
For what?
Because he's isn't he a Hindu loon?
God.
Isn't he a religious extremist, kind of?
Right. I think the rallies are not necessary, man. You know what I mean? Like, don't have the rallies, dude. Yeah. You're in the middle of a fucking fuckstorm of corona. Get your people vaccinated. Quit going to your parties and your rallies, wacko.
For weeks, Modi, who has a significant Hindu base, refrained from commenting. But earlier this week, he finally appealed to pilgrims to avoid congregating. I guess there's some pilgrimage they make to Kumbh Mela.
Kumbh Mela.
And he finally spoke up and told them, you know, maybe ixnay on the pilgrimage pay.
Pump the brakes on the pilgrimage.
But for some, Modi's message rang hollow as the prime minister continued to hold massive political rallies ahead of parliamentary and local council elections in four states and one union territory. Videos from Modi's rallies including one in Tamulpur in Assam State, show him speaking before massive crowds packed tightly together and cheering.
Jesus fucking Christ. I'm having flashbacks to you know who. Remember right, our guy? Right. Very similar shit. Why don't you stop this Modi? Stop it. Stop doing these fucking rallies, okay?
So there you go. The COVID in India.
God, that's terrifying.
Not going great.
They're just not able to out vaccinate the spread of the virus, right?
Right.
That sucks.
Research finds new coronavirus variant potentially resistant to antibodies.
Yay!
Scientists at Texas A&M have identified a variant of the novel coronavirus that is potentially resistant to antibodies.
Right. So go get your shot, even if you think you had it, right? Is that the point?
Yes.
Okay.
The strain BV1 was found in one individual who had reported mild symptoms of COVID. During lab tests, research showed that several neutralizing antibodies are ineffective in controlling other variants with the same genetic markers as BV1. We do not at present know the full significance of this variant, but it has a combination of mutations similar to other internationally notifiable variants of concern. So the variant combines genetic markers separately associated with rapid spread, severe disease, and high resistance to neutralizing antibodies.
Okay, well, okay.
Chris, we have not detected any more instances of this variant.
Oh, okay. Chris Hayes said things were getting better, I remember, on his show a while back. He's like, you know, things will be better soon. Was he full of shit? Mm-mm. Was Chris Hayes lying?
The genetic makeup is similar to the original variant found in the UK in September.
Yeah.
Over 30 countries have identified cases of the UK variant within their borders after the new strain made headlines around Christmas time.
Right.
The UK variant is seemingly more transmissible, according to research.
Yay! That's bad. That is a bad thing. God.
It was a student at Texas A&M. It was a positive test after a saliva sample. Indicated the positive infection. He suffered mild cold-like symptoms. Did not worsen over time. But he's got a different variant.
When did this start? This started in February of last year.
Yes.
Oh, my God. This is supposed to be over. This is supposed to be over. What the fuck?
Well,
what the fuck?
Who said it would be over?
You know,
not the scientists, the doctors.
No, that's true. I don't know. Nobody.
They said we're in for the long haul. Trump said 16 cases. It's going to be nothing. You'll see. Don't worry about it.
Yeah.
So, I know it sounds like bad news, but
imagine all the COVID flying around Mar-a-Lago.
Scientists have now detected what is believed to be the world's most mutated COVID strain.
Congratulations!
As fears grow, new super variants may prolong the pandemic.
Yay! Jesus!
They believe they found a new variant which has 34 mutations.
Damn.
After testing air passengers in Angola who came from Tanzania.
Airline, flying. Mm-hmm. Jesus fucking Christ. This is, but it's under control now more than it was.
Among those changes are 14 within the spike protein, the part of the virus which it uses to get inside human cells and make people sick. But that's also the part of the virus that
can you get rid of it?
Well, you have to change the... Yeah, you have to... We probably have to get a different shot.
Okay, but we can get rid of it, though.
After they figure out a vaccine for that variant, yeah.
They know what they need to do. They'll get rid of the spikes, correct?
Well, no. This one this one targets the spikes. Our current ones.
Yeah.
Target the spike. Get the body to recognize the spikes.
Right.
And go after them, and thereby going after the mechanism that the COVID virus uses.
Yes.
To get in your cells.
Okay.
But if those are changing, then the antibodies you have from the vaccine may not recognize the spike variant now. So then you might need to get a new. That's why they said it might be like yearly shots for a while, like the flu shot. Like older people are supposed to get the flu shot and everything every year, but this might be everybody should get a different shot every year until these variants are gone. Until we get this tamped down and the variants stop happening because gazillions of people have the fucking virus.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's why we're getting these mutations. It's because the virus is still springing around. Look at India.
People are done with it. Do you know what I mean? They're done dealing with it. Well, that is the feeling.
Enjoy
in
your
country.
Respirator.
And I think, I don't know. I don't know. I mean, you know, everybody's so anti-science in the South. So stupid.
The apparent new variant also contains the worrying E484K change, whatever that means, referred to as an escape mutation, which helps the virus beat antibodies.
Oh, okay. Jeez. An escape mutation?
The variant of interest, VOI.
Variant of interest.
Was discovered in three air travelers who were arriving in Angola from Tanzania in the middle of February, with both countries having been on the UK red list since January. I'm reading this from The Sun.
Hello! Variants of interest.
They warned scientists from the Angola Ministry of Health, the Africa CDC, universities of Oxford and Cape Town, multi-institution research body, CRISP with a K, warned that the variant needs urgent study. They also warned of the danger as Tanzania has a largely undocumented epidemic.
Damn.
With few public health measures in place. Oh, like the Republicans would like to have.
Oh, yeah. Are you saying this is Republican
paradise? No government. Yeah.
Yay. But wait a second.
Especially those libertarians.
But what about this pandemic? It doesn't sound like they're faring so well. Don't they need a little something? Maybe some government?
Tanzania's government has engaged in COVID denialism.
No, oh, okay. That's us, too. We did that, too,
Their
for a
president,
long time.
John Magufuli, called for prayers and herbal-infused steam to beat the virus up until his sudden death a month ago.
Damn! Oh, shit! Our president did a similar thing. A similar fucking thing. In fact, he said on live television, he asked a doctor if you should shove a light bulb up your fucking asshole or drink bleach. Something like that.
In different words, but sure.
I'm in the ballpark, though, right?
Oh, yeah.
Maybe she said
light,
no.
They have light. Maybe some kind of, I understand, bleach kills it. And maybe there's some way you could somehow get that.
Which is so dumb, you know.
Deborah Birx was sitting there, Deb.
Yeah.
Deb. Sitting there just like, oh, my God, get me out of this.
Deb, you should have said, listen, Mr. President, I'm ashamed that you've asked that question.
Are you out of your fucking mind is what she should have said.
Are you insane? Fuck off, motherfucker.
Inject
get
bleach.
Get the fuck out of here.
Get light in there somehow.
No, and now I have, on top of COVID, I have to remind a bunch of people, they're all depressed at home and shit, do not put light bulbs in your asshole. Don't drink bleach, because the president said to earlier. So, you gotta say something, right?
And weren't there a couple people that did?
Yes.
So there you go.
It's really the bare minimum shit. I mean, not to make too much of it, but like, I want a president that confidently will say, don't drink bleach and put light bulbs in your asshole. It's not a fucking thing. Don't, of course not. You know what I mean? That's how I would govern.
Yeah, we're in high alert.
Oh, my God. Is it, is it? Is it a dog?
It's a lone dog.
Yeah.
Crossing the street. It kind of is like a little Jack Russell-y guy.
Oh, really?
Oh, I feel bad.
Oh, shit.
Looks like he's alone.
Should I go get that dog? I'm going to go check on that dog out front.
The weather is in the news. As over 70 million people here in the country are under freeze warnings, as snow and severe storms are tracking into the Northeast, it says. Freezing temperatures are likely could kill crops and sensitive plants, while also possibly damaging outdoor plumbing. Temperatures will be 10 to 20 degrees below average across much of the eastern two-thirds of the nation. Fucking cold. Snow, I understand, in Wisconsin. And it's the end of April. And I'm sure it wouldn't be too hard to hop on Twitter and find some conservaloon who's saying, see, oh, wow, look at all the global warming that's happening. Ryan apparently checking on the possible stray dog that's outside. Looks like a little version of Shelby, actually, like a shorter, squatty Jack Russell kind of mix. So there you go, weather. Hopefully you guys are, everyone's safe and warm. And we're getting ready here at Crab Diving to have some of the final work done on the outside of the house from the hurricane in last September, and just in time for the new hurricane season. So that'll be great. We can't wait. We do have a generator. So it's not like we're going to be doing shows probably if the power were to go out during a hurricane or something, but we're a little more prepared than last time. What's going on with the dog?
I think it's under control.
Somebody called him?
I think it's under control. I saw a car pull off that looked like they were chasing the dog.
Oh, okay.
So I think it's all under control. Thank you, Shelby.
Thanks for
all taken care of.
Thanks for the alert, Shelb.
Yeah.
Christ.
Fucking dogs running through traffic. Jeez.
Last time we heard, don't forget Faithless Friday, everybody.
Yay, Jeebus.
But the last time we heard from Pat Robertson, he was not being an asshole. Remember?
That's right.
He was criticizing what's her name? I forget her name. The officer that accidentally shot, quote, accidentally shot. Dante, right?
Oh, yeah, but he said it was bad publicity. It's not great PR. Isn't that actually...
He's like, how can you... Look at this. Look at this. Is plastic and big and yellow, and this is black and heavy, and how could you mistake one for the other?
He said this is fucking bad PR. It's not great PR. Right.
And Terry was like, I don't know how you could. I thought they were both on the same side, but I think they're on opposite sides. Right. So I don't know how you could accidentally grab your gun and not grab your teeth.
What's the name of his show? The 700 Club?
700 Club, wow. Yeah.
Biting commentary from the 700 Club, baby.
He's got a university too, right? Regent.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
That's fair.
Haven't heard any scandals from there.
Good idea, America.
He runs that place with an iron fist, not like that Falwell idiot.
You don't think this nothing will ever happen or there won't be a scandal?
We'll see when he dies what his kids will take over.
I don't want anybody, any perverts in there fucking.
I'm sure there's some Robertsons that are milking the family cow.
Does he have a jet, Pat Robertson? Is he that rich?
He is that rich, whether he has a jet or not, I don't know.
Dance. You know what I mean? He's not la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la- to Google that just to see if you can find it, because I would understand if he tried it. It's not his thing, you know.
91 years young.
Lala Toto Sobagi. He's a talent, you know, and just
estimated between $500 million and $1 billion.
Damn,
his estimated.
That's a man of God, okay? That's a man of God right there. How much? $500 million
to $1 billion.
Bam! Wow. Jeez, God, I bet his car collection is nicer than Seinfeld's or Jay Leno's or any other one of those.
So, here he is. Hopping right back on the asshole horse.
Ooh, yeah. That's the worst kind of horse.
What we're seeing is what happened in the Nazis. When the Nazi party took over under Adolf Hitler, Krupp was a great steel company, IG Farben.
So you're still talking without your headphone on.
I'm sorry. I was out there trying to help that dog and it went crazy.
But what we're seeing is what happened in the Nazis. When the Nazi party took over under Adolf Hitler, Krupp was the great steel company, IG Farben was the great chemical company, and other of the businesses. So you figure Messerschmitt, who made the planes, and Volkswagen probably made some of the cars, and there are a whole lot of other businesses in Europe that joined.
God, I'll tell you, he's 91.
Yeah.
And he's not on a prompter.
Yeah.
He's rattling all this shit off. He knows his Nazi shit.
Oh,
apparently, yes. Pretty well.
Yes, Pat, indeed he does. He spends lots of time watching late night cable vision.
I have little dioramas that I make.
I dress up as a Nazi when I get on the elliptical.
Oh, the wife does.
Oh yeah.
Probably made some of the cars, and there are a whole lot of other businesses in Europe that joined in the work of Adolf Hitler. So what are our corporations?
Wait a second, did you hear Terry? Might not be Terry.
Oh yeah, somebody.
I haven't seen
that's the disapproval. The co-host do you yet. Think that's disapproval? I think that is. Mm.
Well, yeah. Nazis are bad. They think.
Okay.
So what are our corporations in America doing? They're turning against their nation, or at least the prevailing ethic, and they're so-called woke. That's the name that I'm not sure if we have a meaning for, but it means addition to pitching their products to you. They're going to tell you about their politics.
So he's upset about these companies that are saying, you know, these Republican voter restrictions are some bullshit.
Yes, yes.
And he's saying the same thing happened in Nazi Germany.
Oh, shit.
When Messerschmitt and Focke-Wulf and all these companies.
Yeah, yeah. Does Pat Robertson remember Hogan's Heroes, do you think?
Probably, sure.
Yeah.
Doesn't he remember World War II?
I would think so. I mean,
that's the name that I'm not sure if we have a meaning for, but it means addition to pitching their products to you, they're going to tell you about their politics. And you guessed it, it's going to be far left liberal politics.
Oh, boy. Oh,
so what are the serious consequences of this woke attitude of corporations for Christians? It wasn't good during the Nazis, and it's probably not good now for us.
You're talking about corporate responsibility.
It wasn't good. The Nazis had something like "Go with God" on their fucking belt buckles or something like that. They were entwined with Christianity for a while.
Yes, yes, and then it got weird, right? It got mucho weird. But Pat, he's Pat Robertson. I'm talking to Pat Robertson. I don't know if you listen to our show on Spotify, Stitcher, the podcasting
app. Hi, Pat. Hi. Say hi to Terry, please.
Mm-hmm. But yeah. Hello, Terry. How are you? It's just like we want corporations to recognize diversity and to embrace it and to do good things and to support like something.
How about do good for the world?
Like voting. But
instead of doing evil constantly for the world.
I mean, it should be a no-brainer. I mean, corporations should support voting because it's what makes the world go around.
Right.
You know what I mean? That keeps us out of an oligarch hellstorm.
Right.
Voting good.
But some of those corporations are run by said oligarchs.
And listen, oligarchs, you black people are going to vote. They have to vote. Everyone gets to vote. Doesn't matter who, what color you are. Do you know what I mean? Sorry, guys. It's not just the white people.
Good news.
Yes.
I'm sure there will be right-wing squeals throughout the universe as the Manhattan District Attorney's Office in New York.
Yes.
Has announced that they will no longer prosecute prostitution.
Oh, okay.
And unlicensed massage.
Damn. Unlicensed.
Putting the weight of one of the most high-profile law enforcement offices in the United States behind the growing movement to change the criminal justice system's approach to sex work.
This is good. This means less police engagement with the community. Yay, perfect.
The DA, Cy Vance Jr., revealed the new policy as he appeared virtually in court to ask a judge to dismiss 914 open cases involving prostitution and unlicensed massage, along with 5,080 cases in which the charge was loitering for the purposes of prostitution.
Yeah, that's crazy.
So these cops just shaking down.
Yes, yes. Sorry, guys. Sorry, coppers. Maybe the party's over. Quit shaking people down.
Some of these cases he moved to dismiss date back to the 70s and 80s. When New York waged a war against prostitution in an effort to clean up its image as a center of inequity and vice.
Ooh, right. But what happened was Broadway moved in and we got, you know, every Disney movie is now a musical on Broadway. Right. And you turn it into Disneyland. And that's okay.
Yeah.
Is that unfair?
Well, no. Times Square used to have strip clubs and peep shows.
Now you can go see.
Now you can spend $200 for a ticket to go see.
Right. You can see Man of La Mancha.
Big musical, yeah.
Starring Brian Dennehy.
But get this, they will continue to prosecute other crimes related, including patronizing sex workers.
Oh, shit.
So they're finally going after the Johns instead of
the women or the prostitutes.
Right. And sex trafficking, of course, we'll still prosecute that.
Right. Sorry, Matt. Sorry, Matt Gaetz. You thought you were getting away with it, but no, they're still coming after you. I'm sorry.
Manhattan joins Baltimore, Philadelphia, and other jurisdictions that have declined to prosecute sex workers. Brooklyn also does not prosecute people arrested for prostitution, but instead refers them to social services before they are compelled to appear in court. The Brooklyn DA also moved to dismiss hundreds of open cases. The Queens district attorney followed suit in March. So
yes,
all kinds of good stuff happening there. That's happens when Democrats are in charge.
Yes. Yes, yes, yes.
Do you think that would be happening with the Republicans? No, they'd be hiring more cops.
No, Republicans.
More cops to round up those evil, especially the trans ones. Make sure you beat them.
Yeah. They create more problems.
The police?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, I'll concur with that one. In many, 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 many cases.
Shelby is still looking for that hound.
I think
the hound got rescued.
She seems to have quieted down. Yeah.
Yeah.
Good news?
Yes.
Well, not good news, but this needs to happen.
Right.
Senator Bernie Sanders in the Senate, obviously.
Yes.
And Representative Pramila Jayapal,
okay,
in the House, simultaneously introduced legislation this morning that would make public colleges and universities tuition free for students and families earning less than $125,000 a year.
Bam! Bam!
The bill titled the College for All Act of 2021. Funded by a tax on financial transactions in the stock market.
Oh, on the gambling.
So the Republicans can't say, what about the money? You can't pay for it.
No, we have the
money. What about the deficit? Right.
We're taking some of your money to pay for it, fucknut. How do you like that?
And it would. There's also money left over to guarantee tuition-free community college for all and invest $10 billion annually in underfunded educational institutions.
$10 billion sounds like a lot, Pat. That sounds good.
Part of the proposal would double the maximum Pell Grant award to nearly $13,000.
Damn!
That's a grant. You don't have to pay that shit back. And allow students to use the money for living costs and other non-tuition expenses.
Oh, that's awesome. Shit. Well, that's some good shit.
Beer and weed.
Right. Yeah. Yoga classes.
Bernie Sanders said, the time is long overdue to make public colleges and universities tuition-free and debt-free for working families.
Wow, that recording sounds like it's in the room.
Pramila Jayapal, who I don't imitate,
right,
said while President Biden can and should immediately cancel student debt for millions of borrowers, Congress must ensure that working families never have to take out these crushing loans to receive a higher education in the first place.
Yeah, that's crazy.
People 15 years after they're out of college paying $1,000 a month still.
It's fucking stupid.
On these onerous student loans, and they wouldn't refi them. So, you know, you can get a mortgage for 3%, but you can't refi your student loan.
Oh, I see.
That's up at like 8 and 9%. Yeah, because the evil banks were skimming off the top.
You know what? I'm sorry. I hate to be a dick, but listen, we shouldn't have an industry off paying for college. That's crazy. You should be making money off people going to college.
Under the legislation, the federal government would take on 75% of the cost of eliminating tuition. States would cover the other 25%. Bill would be funded by a separate measure that would impose a 0.5% tax on Wall Street stock trades, a 0.1% fee on bonds, and a 0.005% fee on derivatives.
What? A point what? That's
0.005%.
Is that a lot in stock terms? Is that a lot of fucking money or is it nothing?
Well, it'll be a lot of money because they do insane volume.
But
that proposal would raise an estimated $2.4 trillion over the next decade.
We need that, man. Don't you think we need that money for good shit?
Yeah. But no, they try to pass sales taxes, which hurt the poor more than the rich.
The rich people need to understand that, like, eventually people are, you're going to get that money. We're going to have all these good things. They just should be.
Or everything's going to collapse and everybody will have nothing.
Why don't you guys just cooperate? Give us your fucking money.
Bernie Sanders said, in the wealthiest country in the history of the world, a higher education should be a right for all, not a privilege for a few.
Yeah.
It's absolutely unacceptable that hundreds of thousands of bright young Americans do not get a higher education each year, not because they're unqualified, but because their family does not yet have enough money. In the 21st century, a free public education system that goes from kindergarten through high school is no longer good enough. The time is long overdue to make public colleges and universities tuition-free and debt-free for working families.
Yeah. I mean, that's because it's an investment in society. You don't have to make money on it. You don't have to make money off the loans of people paying to get an education. That's really twisted and fucked up. Don't you think that industry popped up?
Well, yeah, if there's a way to make money.
Why was that allowed? Somebody's
going to try it. Well, these derivatives in the first place, that's just pure gambling.
Yeah.
It's pure gambling.
Would our economy collapse if we didn't do that?
No. But as long as they're going to do it, tax the fuck out of them.
Because they're doing it, and sometimes...
Although a lot of times they're doing it with other people's money.
Right, and that's where it's dangerous. That's where, like...
Your pension fund is wrapped up in some... Yeah. So, there you go.
Right. Congratulations, Shelby.
The head of the National Education Association, the largest teachers union, joined many other labor and education advocates in endorsing Sanders and Jayapal's legislation.
Yay! Do it! Do it!
Let's get this shit done while we can.
Right, right, right.
I mean, hopefully the midterms will go really well.
Will Joe Manchin support something like that? Will he? Why wouldn't he?
I mean,
he's a Democrat, right?
Who knows? He may have Wall Street buddies that don't want to pay those taxes.
But you know, listen, Joe.
But I'm only going to make $190 million instead of $200 million next year.
I mean, okay, then fine. We'll come take your shit. Fine. That's what will happen. That's what happens. Correct?
Yeah, that's what that one gazillionaire, Nick Hanauer, the liberal guy, but he's also like trying to warn his fellow billionaires or 100 millionaires, like, yeah, guys, this is not going to end well.
Right. People aren't just going to be like, oh, it's okay. We're all suffering. That guy up there in that ivory tower, it's fine. I'm not concerned about him. Bullshit.
God, this story is crazy. This is Politico.
Yes.
That there is a Capitol police official.
Yes.
Who's now under investigation for giving directions during the hate rally and the riot.
Right. The hate rally.
To pursue only, quote, anti-Trump protesters.
Oh, okay.
On January 6th.
Wow. Wow.
A Capitol Police official radioed units outside of the building on the morning of the 6th, told them only to scout for anti-Trump troublemakers.
Come on.
Not pro-Trump protesters.
How are you supposed to, excuse me, how do you ignore the pro-Trump people, though? Because they were being pretty ostentatious, wouldn't you say? They were
storming.
I think this
is before they stormed, but
palace.
Yeah.
Ignore these guys. Don't worry about these guys. They're beating a cop to death with a fire extinguisher. Look for Antifa, though.
These are from the findings of an internal investigation revealed at a public hearing by Representative Zoe Lofgren. She's from California. She revealed the finding while she questioned Capitol Police Inspector General Michael Bolton. Oh.
Oh, geez. Okay.
He's branched out.
Is he still alive? The singer?
Yes.
Okay.
Who appeared before the House Administration Committee today to testify about security failures precipitating the January 6th attack.
Right.
She described the findings.
Okay.
The department's Office of Professional Responsibility.
Hello.
Found that a radio transmission to all outside units, tension, that they should not, quote, be looking for any pro-Trump in the crowd.
Okay.
Quote, look, we're looking only for anti-Trump.
Who said that?
It's a cop being investigated. They don't have the, they didn't release.
Are you kidding me? Do you find, just knowing how things turned out, I mean, you find that's crazy. I mean,
we're shocked, though.
No, I mean, you gotta ignore a lot to find an anti-Trump person in that crowd. I mean, I think that would be even impossible.
The Capitol Police have acknowledged ongoing investigations, including the fact that six of their officers have been suspended for their particular actions.
Oh.
But we don't know what those actions are, were, etc. It might have been some of the guys that were like, yeah, okay, come on in.
Yeah, they just let him in the front fucking door.
Yeah. I mean, on some level, I kind of get it. When, you know, I mean, if they're saying, if you don't open this door, we will open it, the rampaging, looning mob, and you're standing there alone. At some point, I might be like, you know, bienvenido.
But we need to figure out why no one gave a shit about protecting.
But some of them took selfies, right? With the guys with the assholes and were.
Yeah, I mean, something happened that they had a skeleton crew at the Capitol and they knew that. That riot was coming. Please.
Warnings from the FBI.
There is coordination, though. You know there's coordination with people inside that building and these fucking rioters. We're all sitting, you know, it kind of makes me insane. We're all sitting here like we're pretending that we don't know that Marjorie Taylor Greene, Boebert, and that, what's that guy,
Josh Hawley?
That guy, and all these people, we're sitting here pretending that they did not coordinate with people on the outside for that riot to get Mike Pence strung up, to go get AOC, and to get in the, and somebody fucked with the panic button in whose office? Who was that?
Oh my God, I can see her face. One of the squad.
Yeah, they. Ayanna Pressley. They wanted to. You know, they would have killed them.
Mm-hmm.
And we're sitting here as if it didn't happen. Still, to me, it's crazy. It's crazy to me that we are expecting people to go work with Boebert and Marjorie Taylor Greene and not be
kill him with his own gun. They said,
yeah,
as they were beating the police officer. One of them yelled, kill him with his own gun.
I don't want to work with those people. Go fuck yourself.
Yeah. The Democrats came up with the Joe Biden and the Democrats came up with their $2.5 trillion giant infrastructure proposal that we all think would be really awesome.
Yeah.
And create a shit ton of jobs and all kinds of really good stuff and you know, fix our bridges,
oh,
and our airports,
our roads, you mean our bridges
and shit. Yeah.
Oh, fuck off! Our bridges are fine.
We're in Florida. It's not there.
You would need that, but the thing is, though,
DeSantis will turn down any money.
This is a different kind of thing. Our bridges were fucked up because nobody bothered to tie off the barges before a hurricane rolled in because they didn't think the storm would be that fucking bad. Oh my God, etched that on so many tombstones. They didn't think the storm would be bad. It's a hurricane, motherfuckers. Tie your shit up. Jesus.
So even though it hasn't been released yet, there's some details out about the Republicans' counter proposal.
What the fuck? What?
To the infrastructure.
What? Fuck you. That's how I feel about your
counter-offer. Well, Biden wants some bipartisanship.
Fuck that. No.
But I think the parliamentarian ruled that they can push this through with reconciliation.
Okay.
So that would be 50 votes plus one.
So it's doable.
Plus Kamala Harris. If Manchin and Sinema will be on board this. But if Manchin's on board this, would be the question.
Infrastructure?
The money.
What
about all that money?
Hey, that dickhead. What about these bridges? What are you going to say? What about the money and your car is falling into the water because the bridge crumbled under it? What about the money? Go fuck yourself, idiot.
But it's not even President Joe Biden came up with a $2.5 trillion spending package. But what's come out from that the Republicans are offering, the Democrats are already telling them to go fuck themselves.
Yeah, get bent. I'm telling you.
Republicans haven't even introduced the infrastructure proposal yet, but the Democratic reviews are already in, and they aren't pretty. Democrats are roundly rejecting a still unfinished counteroffer. They're arguing the GOP plan to spend fewer than $1 trillion and focus on brick-and-mortar infrastructure is a non-starter and is not the basis for bipartisan negotiation.
Well, fuck that bipartisanship. All I know is this. Joe Biden is really interested in infrastructure, right? Because after he dies, he wants to leave a fucking legacy, right, in the country. Mm-hmm. And he wants it to be his fucking infrastructure, which is good for us, right? That's a good thing.
They're saying the Democrats put forth a $2.5 trillion proposal, and it looks like the Republicans are going to counteroffer with $600 to $800 billion. A fourth. To a third of what the Democrats are proposing.
What do you want the country to look like, Deadwood? Do you want us to go back to horses?
Where the poor people live. They don't give a shit.
Can we trade our cell phones in for guns and we just shoot anyone we see? We want to live in Republican fuckdom.
Senator Richard Blumenthal, Democrat from Connecticut, said the Republicans' proposal is totally anemic and an insult to Biden's offer. Senator Elizabeth Warren summarized Democrats' feelings by saying, quote, the Republican proposal does not meet the moment.
Thank you. Thank you.
Mazie Hirono, a far cry from $2.5 trillion. Until the Republicans realize the needs are far, far greater from what they're proposing, I don't know that we're going to get much farther.
Yeah.
I hope so, but we're not going to wait forever. So they're trying to work with Republicans on something bipartisan, and the Republicans are being fucking ridiculous, of course.
The job of the government is to serve the people and not to be bipartisan.
And then, you know what will happen? They'll water down some shit, and then the Republicans won't vote for it anyway. And yes, they'll have to pass it, you know, 50 and Kamala.
Permission to treat those GOP bitches as hostile,
and
guys.
That's what they've been doing.
Fuck them.
You
go
can't
get them.
Trust Mitch McConnell.
The party of Matt Gaetz.
The Democrats will make concessions, and then the Republicans will say, it's not enough. We're still not voting for it.
This is what Republicans are good at. The stealing, corruption.
Yeah. So don't make the concessions. Right. Fuck them.
Yes. Yes. There you go. Fuck them. It's a good package, right? We need all the things in that, right?
Probably. There might be some bullshit in there. I don't know. I wouldn't mind people taking a look at it.
But you know, the thing is, man, it's like, if you're going to have a big, nice country, then don't you have to spend some money every now and then and buy shit to make it, like, not shitty? Florida, put a street light up, dickhead.
Senator Shelley Moore Capito, Republican from West Virginia, is preparing to unveil their proposal with the other deal-seeking Republicans in the coming days. That means there are non-deal-seeking Republicans.
Then what are they doing?
What are they doing in Congress?
They're Tom Cotton.
Oh, I would bet. Yeah. Ooh. Rand Paul.
Oh, my God. What a kind.
The proposal is expected to clock in. Theirs is expected to clock in around $600 to $800 billion.
Yay.
For roads, bridges, and broadband spread over several years and be paid for with user fees on transportation users.
Fuck that.
And unspent coronavirus relief funds.
Go fuck yourself. Go fuck yourself.
User fees on transportation users.
What is your problem? Give a shit. Give a shit, you fucking tight-ass motherfuckers. Corporations get so much. All the time, rich people. Tax cuts. But you don't want to fix the roads in your own fucking country? What the fuck?
She acknowledged, Capito acknowledged her proposal is not going anywhere with the Democrats, but asked for space to do her work and keep the bipartisan talks with the White House going. Quote, could we just kind of tone the rhetoric down here and really try to get something done? I understand disagreement, but I read that we're trying to stall it out and not make it happen or being too cheap. We're talking about a very robust package here. Could we cut the prejudging?
And what? And I'm confused. What else do you want to fucking spend it on? Are we supposed to spend shit on the country? Isn't that what it's, what the whole point of this shit is, right? Can we have nice shit? My God, I don't understand the what is the, what's the issue? Who doesn't want this? Who would want light rail? Why? Don't they want to go places and not have to drive?
No, they have enough money to fly. They're not going to be with the smelly people on the ground in the trains.
It's just such stupid thinking. We want this. This is a no-brainer. We want the big infrastructure package. The biggest you give us. That's what we want. The biggest one.
Capito is part of a separate group of bipartisan lawmakers who are meeting Wednesday, that's today, for lunch, expected to discuss the proposal. So that's probably already over with. The proposal comes as Senate Democrats, including Senator Chris Coons from Delaware, a close Biden ally, have suggested Biden's infrastructure proposal be separated into two bills. One that can pass with bipartisan support.
Fuck that.
And the second with only Democratic support.
Why?
Shove
it down their fucking throats.
Joe Manchin, who is in this group of bipartisan lawmakers.
Loser. Go fuck yourself. What's your problem?
He said, just saying that it's a Republican bill. I never thought that. I never heard that. He said the group would still try to work together despite the possibility the GOP introduces its own proposal. So instead of the Democrats are saying, here, we're in charge. Here's what we want to do.
Yeah.
Let's make changes to this. The Republicans are saying, we got our own. We're going to make the people that use it pay for it.
No offense. But there's a couple of reasons I'm more interested in Joe Biden's infrastructure than the Republicans' infrastructure plan. Because I really think Joe Biden might be interested in infrastructure.
Right.
I think he wants to have a legacy. And I think the Republicans are interested in fucking underage people and things of that nature. And they don't really give a shit about any of this infrastructure, right?
The Republicans don't.
Yes, that's not their jam. Their jam is like fucking...
Unless some of them own like concrete companies and...
Oh, yeah.
Things like that.
Well, that's... I guess that's...
Yeah. But while members of both parties insist they'd prefer bipartisan product, how to pay for it remains a key obstacle into reaching a final agreement.
It's not.
How is it? It's a no-brainer.
You explained it to me.
Tax these Wall Street fuckers. Biden's proposal would raise the corporate tax rate to 28%. Gasp. Which Senate Republicans oppose. Senator Bob Casey, Democrat, another Biden ally,
yes,
said that a significant amount of revenue will need to come from the tax code. Without a corporate tax hike, he warned, we're not going to get the kind of revenue we need.
Right.
And it says most Democrats are not comfortable with another round of deficit spending. We have underspent for generations now, and shows in our airports, on our roads, in our mass transit, in our rail, said Elizabeth Warren. The Republicans are not willing to make the investments we need. That's what you said.
And oh my God, what if Biden loses? What if we lose the Senate and the House and it's all Republicans? What if this is the only chance? So you got to make it a big fucking thick, gross, you know, greasy package of lots of good shit, you know?
If talks with the Republicans fall through, Democrats can pass an infrastructure bill with their 50 members and VP Harris through budget reconciliation. That route would allow them to pass a much larger bill with major tax changes with some restrictions.
Yes.
Meanwhile, Republicans are plotting ways to get around the red lines Democrats have committed to, including Biden's pledge not to raise taxes on Americans making under $400,000 a year. They want to tax people. Poor people.
That is not okay. I understand what's going on with the Republicans. They don't understand. Poor people need help. Does that help? No. You know, because they are poor.
Shit Romney said,
Shittens?
Yeah. Having a toll at a bridge is not a tax on people earning under $400,000 a year, because the Democrats don't want to make people pay to cross a bridge that our taxes should have been going to. How about one less fucking aircraft carrier,
you know, there
that could pay the tolls for all the bridges for 10 years. Yeah.
There's companies that do that, though, that they build a bridge.
Oh, that's right. That's here. Yeah.
Yeah. And the company builds a bridge, and they also finance the payment of the bridge with tolls, with a toll booth they put in or something. What? You're right. Fuck that.
Fuck that toll booth. Democrats don't want it. Mitt Romney said, and there are others. If you're going to be building airports, airport landing fees can accommodate. And where do those fees get passed on to?
Oh,
the consumer.
Passengers, absolutely.
Poor people, again, hit worse.
Yes, yes.
A $20 a ticket extra fee, Mitt Romney flicks the white hairs off his dick.
Oh,
with,
wow.
With that.
Are you saying his skin cells?
The stray white hairs.
Bills? Gross.
Well, his pubes are shedding.
Oh,
he's getting older. Receding pube line.
Oh, Mittens. Mm-hmm. He's so stupid. Does he seem like a dumb guy? Like aloof?
No.
Yeah.
Clueless.
Right.
But not dumb. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
Like a rich oaf.
Right.
I don't want to diminish his assholery.
Right, right. Oh,
I mean,
of course.
He's a fucking asshole.
Prolific. Documented.
He said, there are ways of gaining revenue without violating the president's pledge. So these fees, it's not a tax on poor people. It's a fee that we're going to charge.
Okay. See, the point of this is you want to help people. Do you know what I mean? That need help. And that would mean
right
doing things for them.
Yeah, how about letting them keep more of the money they make?
Right, that would help them. That's a good point. See, that's helping.
And the especially when the upper people can afford to pay a fuck ton
right.
more
and, they and won't
not
notice.
Even and not notice it. Not and it, notice it.
And it's crazy because that money's not helping them. It's just sitting somewhere.
Right.
In some weird bank account.
No, they're buying doing shit. Mega yachts. They've got their 5, 6, 7. What does Betsy have? 10? 10 giant yachts.
10
Betsy DeVos.
Mega
has.
Yachts.
Yeah.
I don't even know why. If you've got so many mega, where do you put them?
Well, all over the place. She's probably got one. In the Bahamas, she's got one in the Atlantic, she's got one in the Pacific, one in the Hawaii, I've got one in the Mediterranean to go to the Greek Isles, I've got...
Yeah, like, where's Maggie at number 5? I forget where I put it. Well, she probably
she doesn't care.
She probably has staff on
Yeah, she pays somebody.
God damn.
She's like, I want one of my boats, I'm going to Paris.
So are you saying for each boat that she owns, there's a staff that works on that boat? There must be.
Undoubtedly, yeah.
Are they... working year round? They can't be on.
No, I would think they're probably on call.
What do you have 9 boats on call for one person?
10.
Sheila's 10. I'm sorry.
Does she have 10?
She loves the fucking water, doesn't she?
Yeah, it's, you know. And the thing is, the tax hikes proposed, she would still have her 10 yachts.
And what if
she would not even feel it?
Yeah, it to be fair, if she had 5 yachts, she would not feel it.
Well right, but it's yachts. Not. Yeah, but it's not like she's like hanging a sign on the yacht for sale, putting it in Craigslist. After these taxes, that's not the case at all. These rich people will not feel these extra taxes.
She didn't have to do boat Uber. Boober.
Boober.
Does that exist? Like there must be a boat.
There might
Uber.
Be a different
boat Uber. Must different exist, Boober. Don't you think?
Well, in Amsterdam, maybe.
We have water here, do we not?
Yeah. But
boats?
Just shore.
Yeah.
You have those bars you can pull your boat up to.
Oh, that's true. That's true.
Oh, shit. Look at the time flying. Thanks for joining us, everybody. We'll do it again tomorrow.
That's right. Tomorrow is Thursday.
Thanks for buying shit through our Amazon link.
Is that correct?
Tomorrow's Thursday.
The following is Faithless Friday, where we're going to talk. Right, I'm trying to get Jesus to call in, but
best of luck with that.
Right, it's hard for him to hold a phone with holes in his hand.
He'll be busy talking to Pat Robertson. Yeah.
I'm going
to
get Jim Caviezel. It'll be just as good. Just Jim, put down the
Mark
adrenal,
Taylor.
Put down the adrenochromium.
How crazy is that? Right?
He said
adrenochroming.
Does Kit
as a verb?
Yeah. They've been adrenochromed.
They're adrenochroming those kids.
They're adrenochroming those kids. Damn.
And good on that crazy preacher for bringing it back. Like he just went over that, and that preacher
yes.
at the end was like, "I just want to." You used a word there. More people need to know about. Tell us what the adrenochrome is.
Jim Caviezel.
And then Caviezel went into the they like to scare kids. Terrify them and then suck the lifeblood out of them when they're terrified.
This makes me nuts. Jim Caviezel, why are you this crazy? You were good in Thin Red Line, right?
He's a really good actor.
You can just
it's
not.
Too bad he's a nut job. Yeah, same with Mel Gibson. Really good actor.
But this
really
Jim...
good, really good director.
Does Jim Caviezel.
Shithead of a human.
Oh, yeah. Does Jim Caviezel have the catalog of voicemails that Braveheart has over there?
I'm thinking no. Think so. Yeah, I don't think. Yeah.
There's time, Jim. You'll get there. They've been adrenochromed.
It's probably Jim sounds like he walks the walk, kind of.
Do you think in Star Trek, you know, they can with their he's a believer more so than Mel Gibson. Do you think that they're able that you can detect adrenochromium with a tricorder?
Who? In Star Trek?
You can find it.
I don't think they need it.
It's just so sad, you know. It's like some people, I don't understand how some people can think things are real. And it's just like, there's not an adrenochrome thing, you know?
Correct.
Why would you believe that?
They believe a lot of shit.
But it's easy to not believe that. Think about it. Just think about it for a second. It doesn't exist.
Right.
Okay. Someone's listening to this thinking, oh, you idiot. There's lots of adrenochrome going on. Everyone's adrenochroming.
The Democrats.
Hillary adrenochromes 24/7, motherfucker.
Yes, sir. Breaking news here with a guest.
Hello?
Hello, yes, I have Mr. Trump on standby. Are you ready?
Yes.
Go ahead, sir.
Hello, everyone.
Oh, we have the president here, our real president, everyone. Hello, Mr. President.
MacronShow.com, bitches.
MacronShow.com. Okay. All right. Sorry.
Oh, man. Oh, welcome to Frank, everybody. No swearing.
Our real president. You know, as he says that, our real president.
But, you know, he's wrong. You know, despite the big lie, it doesn't matter. He's wrong either way.
You're right. Correct.
Anyone. God, I mean, that reinforces my feeling is Mike Lindell's not going to be the guy that figures everything out. The answer to the universe is in his documentaries or, you know.
Come on.
I'm sorry. I just don't
believe. You're not a real believer?
Not in Mike Lindell. I'm sorry. You know?
That's sad.
Yeah, well, it's I'm sorry. I cannot endorse Mike Lindell.
you're not gonna play the game.
No.
The Lindell game.
What the fuck happened with his that stupid Oleander? That was supposed to be a thing.
Yeah, that went away really quick.
Yeah, it was like one. That was probably one
had
fucking
some
day.
Lawyers get involved.
Yeah.
Right? Surely that's how you went over the. Someone just said, I don't need to curse. Yeah, bitch, but I like to curse. What now? I know I can make a point without fucking cursing. I'm fully aware of it. But you can also suck my dick and lick my balls.
But. Oh my God.
Brendan Dilley.
Right. He's a performer, man.
From yesterday. I had to bring that one back.
A showman.
Really good.
Suck me dick and lick me balls.
He's wearing a hat that says Patriot.
Oh, good. Thank you, Brendan.
Just so we all know.
Shit, yes. We know he's from America, Brendan.
Yes.
Okay.
I would suggest that. I mean, I'm right. Pretty sure.
I don't know.
I think. We do have, Tucker Carlson.
Yeah.
Still going, you know.
Still, meaning his show is still going.
Yeah, and there's been, it's getting nuttier and more just overtly racist.
So are we.
Crazy. It's, I think he likes the ratings too much.
Are people tired of being outraged at Tucker? Like, people are desensitized. They're like, well, he made the lynching comment, so fuck it. Fuck it.
Well, yeah. So he is not happy about the verdict, apparently.
He's angry.
In the Derek Chauvin trial.
He's angry pants. Okay.
Let me see. I think I...
Why is he not happy with the verdict?
I apologize. I think I have the audio. You have to listen to him. Here you go.
Yeah.
Good evening and welcome to Tucker Carlson Tonight. The jury in the Derek Chauvin trial came to a unanimous and unequivocal verdict this afternoon. Please don't hurt us. The juror spoke for many in this country. Everyone understood perfect.
That's the juror's unanimous decision. Please don't hurt us. So the only reason the jurors found him guilty is because they're afraid of all the rampaging blacks.
Oh, come on.
That would happen.
Did you see the prosecution? I saw some of this shit. He was
Please
guilty.
Don't hurt us.
Right, okay. Good.
Afternoon. Please don't hurt us. The jurors spoke for many in this country. Everyone understood perfectly well the consequences of an acquittal in this case. After nearly a year of burning and looting and murder by BLM, that was never in doubt. Last night, 2,000 miles from Minneapolis, police in Los Angeles preemptively blocked roads. Why? They knew what would happen if Derek Chauvin got off. In the end, he didn't get off. If given the maximum sentence under the law, he will spend the rest of his life in prison. Is that a fair punishment? Is the officer guilty of the specific crimes for which he was just convicted? We can debate all that, and over this hour we will. But here's what we can't debate. No mob has the right to destroy our cities. not under any circumstances, not for any reason. No politician or media figure has the right to intimidate a jury. And no political party has the right to impose a different standard of justice on its own supporters.
Wow. Jeez.
It's all bullshit.
Yeah, that is total fucking bullshit.
Those things are unacceptable in America. All of them are happening now. If they continue to happen, decent, productive people will leave. The country as we knew it will be over. So we must stop this current insanity. It's an attack on civilization.
Right.
It's okay. An attack on civilization.
So we have this woke culture and we're going to break the country. And all the people are going to leave to go where?
You know how the country got broke by those blacks marching across that bridge in the 50s.
And
Martin Luther King and
yeah.
All the protests after the for the Vietnam War.
Well, you know, Tucker, you're kind of right. I mean, the country is changing. It's progressing.
An attack on civilization.
No,
it's public support.
Yeah, it's progress.
For justice to be served in this case that we all watched the video of 9.5 minutes of him killing that man.
This is progress slowly lurching away from you gross, old, white, Christian fuckchwants. Slowly, with you in the rear view, you fuck.
So it's an attack on civilization, Ryan.
No, yeah.
It's an attack on civilization itself.
Well, what is it then? What is civilization? Is civilization repression and racism and a bunch of bullshit? Then maybe it is. Maybe some of it is, stupid. God.
He's such a spectacular asshole.
Yeah. Take your pleated khakis and go home, dickhead. You're a dinosaur.
But then...
Oh, shit. But wait, there's more.
But wait, there's more. For no shipping and handling, you can have two. The,
Kinsu knives.
The, he had on a dude.
Okay.
An expert.
Yes.
The former deputy sheriff with the New York City Sheriff's Department.
Hell yeah. Shit, yeah.
Ed Gavin is this guy I guess they've had on before.
Right.
And Carlson asked him to weigh in on what this means for law enforcement.
Okay.
Fucker is coming at this from the position of who's going to be a law. He says to him, "What? Who's going to become a cop going forward? Do you think?"
Hopefully a lot less people.
So he's saying that this man being convicted for a murder we all watch.
Yes.
Is going to discourage the good, right kind of people from wanting to be cops. You know, the people that like killing people.
We don't want them to be cops, dumbass. We don't want we don't want people like Chauvin to be a cop, and we don't want the other cops that were hanging out with him to be like, we don't want those cops either. They let a murder happen.
Right.
We want different people to be cops than those people, don't we?
Well, and a lot fewer.
Yeah.
We just don't need them.
We don't need all this fucking engagement.
And a lot fewer responsibilities for them.
Yeah.
A
broken taillight isn't an invitation.
Well, and it's also bullshit when the conservatives say, oh, yeah, when you're getting raped, who are you going to call? You're not going to call anyone. The cops don't show up anywhere.
That's right.
In the middle of a crime like that. They don't have time. It's just not logistic. They show up after, usually.
But they're also deployed doing weird shit anyway, right? Sometimes.
Well, bullshit shit that they shouldn't be doing. They should not be doing traffic violations at all.
Maybe you'd have more time to respond to these rape calls that these people are talking about. Like, who do you call? Right, it's after the fact.
Right.
It doesn't work like the movie Minority Report with Tom Cruise. Right. You don't get a red ball and say, hey, Shelby's about to commit a murder on Tuesday. Let me go check it out on Monday. You don't do that. And you would never do that.
And they get called for so many domestic issues, it is ridiculous.
That what? Why is it ridiculous? Because that's not the best person.
Well, yeah, because they should absolutely be trained to de-escalate situations.
Why?
But the police show up and start shooting people handcuffing people, especially if they're brown.
Well, that's kind of a different, you know, that if you're to want people, the cops to practice de-escalation, doesn't seem like a gig. That's the right gig for that. It seems like they're about escalation. I mean, they're the ones showing up with the guns and the vests and, and the tactical gear and all this shit. Their very presence is escalating.
This dude that's on with Fucker.
Yes.
This former deputy had the audacity to suggest that Chauvin got exactly what he deserved.
Yeah.
And then it gets really bizarre. Tucker he cuts the guy off and he goes into this weird thing. And then he has this maniacal Joker laugh. We're going to play it here in a second. And then the guy starts to say something. He goes, nope, you're done. And moves on. He's really mad at this guy for saying that Chauvin should have been convicted.
What's up with him then? What is wrong with Tucker Carlson?
Does
he owe someone money? Unhinged, and he has to have these odd positions.
I think somebody needs to look at him.
Ooh.
Things of this nature. And we have to change the way we deal with people. Now, I've used I've used force on literally over 500 people in my 21-year career in the New York City Department of Correction and in the New York City Sheriff's Department. I've never had anybody go unconscious. And, you know, that was clearly an excessive, unjustified use of force. I think the verdict was just. I think we had documentary evidence.
Tucker has constipation face.
Well, wait. Why? What does he have an issue with? Because there is evidence. There's a video of what happened. Why would Tucker?
Well, right, but this guy, he thought he was, he probably thought this guy being a cop would jump on his narrative of, this is going to just make all the good people that want to be cops not want to be cops, and cops aren't going to trust,
Does he have a case of poopy pants?
Oh, you can see his face. You know, he has that.
He's upset.
That I'm upset.
Oh, yeah.
I'm perplexed face.
Ha, ha, ha.
Wait, you're saying that he shouldn't have killed that Negro?
Unjustified use of force. I think the verdict was just. I think we had documentary evidence. We had testimonial evidence. And, you know, it was an open and shut case. But moving forward, what we need to do, in my opinion, is we need to have.
How about enforce the law? Okay, do we need to do that? Hold on. Do we enforce the law? Like, let's say people are going through the windows of Macy's and the cops are just standing there. Do they resign?
No, no.
Because they're on.
So right now in Tucker's little tiny brain, it's a zero sum game. It's either.
So they don't want to talk about the murder that happened. They want to talk about a protest.
Well, but this guy's saying you can't. We have to figure out how to police better, not do this.
Right.
And Tucker's saying, oh, so you just don't arrest people at all then? Someone's crawling through in Macy's.
Boom.
You just let them go.
Yeah, absolutely, Tucker.
So, no, there's a way to arrest people without killing them.
Because
that's what this guy is suggesting. There's a way to arrest people without hurting them.
But Tucker likes the narrative that defund the police means that black people will be coming for your white daughters.
Oh, of course.
And they're going to come and take the shit that you bought at,
This is embarrassing for him. I mean, it's just like for Tucker, it's so blatant. Wait a minute. What about? So you're not going to police at all? That's utterly not what this guy said. And it's a ridiculous argument.
Yeah, it is a stupid fucking argument.
For someone who fancies himself an intellectual and a debater.
But, you know, Tucker is an intellectual among
racists.
Yeah, so.
Yeah, I'm scumbags.
Hold on, wait, slow down. Do we enforce the law? Like,
by
let's
the
say
way,
people
by
are going
second,
through the windows of Macy's and the cops are just.
He sounds so condescending.
Well, that's all he's got.
Yeah, I mean,
it's the only vibe he has.
It's very gross, Tucker. It's off.
Windows of Macy's and the cops are just standing there. Do they resign because obviously their honor is being violated, but they're not doing anything about it? When do they start doing something about it and protecting everyone else, not just George Floyd?
No. I want the police to protect people, but. When specifically what we're dealing here, we're dealing with a person in custody who was handcuffed and he was subdued.
Right.
At that point, you know, we have to take a different tact. And one of the things I just want to suggest,
well, Tucker, I'm totally willing to believe that. Yeah.
What?
Yeah, the U.S. Department of Justice came out with a position paper on positional asphyxia and sudden death. It was published in 1995 and again in 1998. I think every law enforcement officer should read that. It should be read at roll calls. Because what it does, it talks about the physiology of a struggle. Now, like I said, Mr. Floyd was brought under control. What should have happened at that point is EMS should have been summoned, and he should have been placed in an ambulance. And a supervisor should have been called to the...
Oh, I'm willing to entertain that, maybe, okay.
You mean he shouldn't have had someone's knee on the back of his neck
for
9 minutes?
I'm willing to entertain that. I'll suggest, okay.
Wow, Tucker.
Oh, what should have happened at that point is EMS should have been summoned, and he should have been placed in an ambulance. And a supervisor should have been called to the scene. I just think that it was excessive, it shouldn't happen. And what I'd like to say...
The guy who did it looks like he's going to spend the rest of his life in prison. So I'm kind of more worried about the rest of the country, which... thanks to police in action, in case you haven't noticed, is like boarded up. So that's more my concern. Well, but I appreciate you coming on, Ed Gavin.
Wow.
Yeah, it was weird. It was really weird. His face is even, more creepy than usual.
Know, the thing is if what is Tucker
I'm more
Carlson?
Worried about police in action because of police in action. It's all boarded up. Because police aren't shooting enough of these Negroes.
Yeah, the crazy thing is, it sounds like this guy, whoever he is, this is his regular spiel that he does about policing in the interview.
Well, he was prepared.
Right.
He certainly had a document in front of him and
Why
stuff
is Tucker
like that.
Why is Carlson surprised at what this guy says? Is he not aware of this guy's deal?
Maybe Tucker thought this guy's an ex-cop, an ex-New York cop.
And he didn't do his homework. He didn't check him out and think, oh, okay, this is actually how he feels about things.
Well, and obviously he didn't watch the video.
Yeah.
Of George Floyd being killed. How could any human watch that video? And he's like, well, looks like the guy's going to spend the rest of his life in jail, but I'm more worried about the crime that's happening because of police in action. Ha, 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 ha. It's all boarded up. Ha, ha.
You know, Tucker, you should be worried. You should be on some pills.
God, it's
under some
disturbing.
Supervision. He needs a buddy, an animal helper, a support dog, or something like that. And
it looks like he's going to spend the rest of his life in prison. So I'm kind of more worried about the rest of the country, which, thanks to police in action, in case you haven't noticed, is like boarded up. So that's more my concern. Well, but I appreciate you coming on, Ed Gavin. Thank you. Nope, done.
What an asshole.
Nope. Done.
Nope. Done. God, you little fucking entitled twit. Honestly.
What a scumbag.
God damn. I mean, you're every bad guy in every shitty fucking 80s movie. You know what I mean? You're like a preppy, gross kid. Who does?
Yeah.
You're gross.
Yeah.
What do you do for fun, Tucker? What do you do? Throw lawn darts at squirrels?
I think Tucker's trying to slip into the ample tidy whities of Rush Limbaugh.
You think that he aspires to be Rush?
I think he wants to be the conservative broadcast icon for the lowest of the low.
I hope
used to be Rush Limbaugh, and I'm sure Tucker thinks it should be him.
I don't like the idea that the future possibly holds another Rush Limbaugh. I hate that. But it does, right? And we have
Dan Bongino is going to try, but...
Yeah. Alex Jones, of course, is always present.
I mean, remember Rush Limbaugh called Chelsea Clinton the family dog when she was like 12. And
who do you
the
think
Clintons
you are,
were in the
Rush?
White House.
Who do you think you are, Rush? A supermodel? Well, now you're dead. But you were, not to shit on you. You weren't particularly attractive. I doubt anyone found anything attractive about you outside of your fucking bank account. I don't mean that to be an insult, right? That's not insulting.
So isn't that crazy? I mean, you got to see the video.
It's nuts.
It's particularly disturbing.
Does anybody talk to him at Fox and say, hey, listen, This is where we're going. We're trying to be less crazy.
No, because Lachlan Murdoch, the crotch dabble
Mr. Crotch Dabble
of Rupert that is running things now is just like Rupert.
Oh, okay.
The other one, James, is the one who got out of it, and he's so like, "You guys are crazy. This is," and he donates to Democrats.
So they're pushing Tucker in this direction, maybe.
Lachlan said, Tucker didn't say anything about, remember the replacement theory? You know, he was talking about how bad replacement theory is or something like that. He totally defended
some shitty Tucker thing Carlson. That Tucker said. Yeah.
Well, it was like last week or something.
Are his ratings that fucking good?
Yeah, he's number one on that show. I think he was beating Hannity even, but Rachel Maddow's beating them both. So
he beat Hannity.
I think Tucker was the number one for a while.
Even with,
beating Hannity.
Even Hannity when he had Trump on during that interview.
Oh, I don't know about that. Recently, you mean?
The one where Trump said a bunch of crazy fucking shit. Yeah.
So there we go. That was Tucker Carlson.
Yay. Congratulations, America. Our culture fucking sucks. That guy's number one. On a quote-unquote news network. That guy doesn't tell news. He's like the Klan spokesman or something. The shitty thing about Tucker is he gives racists, like, good, effective ways to say their bad shit.
Mm-hmm.
And Trump did that too, right? Trump would pattern some of his speeches after Tucker Carlson in monologues. Am I making that up? That's true.
I guess. Well, in Hitler speeches.
Yes.
We
can vote better than this, can't we?
We got a couple minutes left. Stacey Abrams.
Yay!
Testifying at a Senate committee hearing.
Okay.
About these voter laws and everything in Georgia. And here is our one of our favorite cartoonish characters in the Senate.
Yes.
Republican Senator from Louisiana, John Kennedy.
Fuck you.
I'm from Louisiana. Listen to how back home I am.
Right.
Even though I went to Princeton and Oxford.
Right.
I'm just one of you people. And there have been several people who have said he didn't talk like that.
Oh.
Like 15 years, 10 years ago. That, yeah.
These guys are acting. I mean, they're doing their shit. They're doing their fucking bullshit.
Here is John Kennedy wants to know just exactly what problems do you have with these laws in Georgia?
Whoa.
Tell me, you're against the Georgia bill, I gather. Is that right?
Against?
I'm against certain provisions of it, yes.
Okay, and I think you've called it a racist bill. Am I right?
I think there are provisions of it that are racist, yes.
Okay. Tell me specifically, just give me a list of the provisions that you objected.
And you'll just have to allow me to use the N-word occasionally.
Right. That's the only way I can climax.
Of the provisions that you objected.
It shortens the federal runoff period from 9 weeks to 4 weeks.
Okay.
It restricts the time a voter can request and return an absentee ballot application.
Right.
It requires that.
She's not reading, by the way. She knows exactly every provision and that she objects to. And
all of those are crazy so far.
And he's like, all right.
The time a voter can request and return an absentee ballot application.
Right.
It requires that a voter have a photo identification or some other form of identification that they're willing to surrender in order to participate in the absentee ballot process.
If I can stop you, that's where they're going to not comparing signatures, but to voter ID.
Yes, sir. And as Ms. Eichel has pointed out, we would become only the fourth state in the nation to require voters to put at risk their identity.
What else?
It eliminates over 300 hours of Dropbox availability.
Okay, what else?
It bans nearly all.
What else? Keep going. That don't sound like nothing. Keep going.
What way is this to lose an argument? Keep making your point.
It bans nearly all out-of-precinct votes. It bans nearly all out-of-precinct votes.
Okay.
Meaning that if you get to a precinct and you are in line for 4 hours and you get to the end of the line and you are not there between 5 and 7 p.m.,
okay. What else?
Start all over again.
Is that everything? Yes.
No, it is not. No, sir. It restricts the hours of operation because it now, under the guise of setting a standardized timeline, it makes it optional for counties that may be may not want to see expanded access to the right to vote. They can now limit their hours. Instead of those hours being from 7 to 7, they're now from 9 to 5, which may have an effect on voters who cannot vote during business hours, on during early voting. It limits the...
So you don't have anything.
Is what I was going to say. I mean, that is the
so
that
you don't have anything.
You have anything else you want to add? Yeah, and?
And it's so condescending. You know, I mean... It just drives him crazy.
I mean, it's
that this black woman is 10 times as intelligent,
right,
and has 1,000 times the integrity of him and his people.
What kind of way is this to debate someone? I mean, if you don't feel the way she does, why are you letting her make her case, dumb fuck? I mean, I'm glad.
Voting. It limits the voting
hours. Okay, I get the idea.
So there you go.
You get it? Then you did.
You told her to keep going, you asshole.
She just convinced you that this is bad and our voting rights need to be protected. You said, I get it,
God,
right?
These Republicans are so terrified of women.
Of people voting, yeah.
Oh, Katie
yeah,
Porter,
that's true.
They're terrified of talking to her. They're terrified of Elizabeth Warren.
Well, this, I don't understand this Joe Kennedy. All he has is this corn pone thing, the dumb fucking accent.
Now,
I don't know.
Tell me exactly what you don't like about this law.
Fuck you. She did, and it took like 45 minutes because there's a lot of shitty. You helped her make her case. That's good. Ultimately, Joe Kennedy did everybody a service. Now we know how shitty the law is.
And then he realizes at the end, oh, well, all right.
Right. Good job, buddy.
You made your point.
Dumb fuck.
Thanks for joining us, everybody. Let's do it again tomorrow, 2 to 4 p.m. Pacific, 5 to 7 Eastern. We're always available at your favorite podcasting application or at crabdiving.com. Check out what Ryan's doing on the internet at Rated R Comedy, Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, and TikTok. Also, RatedRComedy.com.
Follow the very funny Patrick Vile on Twitter or Instagram at Vile Experience. Oh, so freaking Vile.
Have a blessed evening, everybody. We'll pick this shit up again tomorrow.
Jane, you ignorant slut.
Including genital to genital, oral to genital, anal, genital, oral, anal.
Thank you for listening to Crab Diving. Catch the crabs on Facebook. Facebook.com/crabdiving and on Twitter and Instagram @crabdiving.